everybody. So Merry Christmas, and we're the Homework is Podcast, and we thought it would be so much fun for you all to get to know a little bit more about all of us and what we like for Christmas. So we're doing this special bonus YouTube video where we are answering our holiday Teen Beat questions.
We're answering our own burning questions.
That's right. So these, you might have noticed these in some of our interviews during these Christmas season. If we have time, we try to fit these in, and they're pretty fun. So, all right, you ready, Amber?
I was born ready.
So we have a special guest with us. Our very good friend, Amy Lee Craig, is here.
Yay! Hi, guys.
Yay!
Isn't she the cutest, you guys? She's the cutest.
Yeah. For sure. All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. And let's start with the first question. What is your favorite holiday drink? And I will go first this time. My favorite holiday drink is probably like cranberry apple cider. We get these Martinelli's, and there's all these different flavors of sparkling apple cider. And probably my favorite is the cranberry one, but the grape is really good too. And that's just really like symbolic of the holidays as you get out the Martinellis. I don't know. Amber?
I'm going to be a boring face and do hot cocoa, yeah. Except for Amber don't really like her hot cocoa hot. She likes it mostly warm. So what we do is we put vanilla ice cream in our hot chocolate, so that way it gets colder faster, but also extra creamy.
Very slick.
Amber, you're a genius. Why have I never thought of that?
I don't know. It's a life hack. Now you've learned.
All right, Amy, what about you?
My favorite is the peppermint hot chocolate from Starbucks. It's awesome. And also they make it without any cinnamon or nutmeg because I am severely allergic to both. So a lot of places will have cross-contamination and problems like that, but they specifically can make it for me without getting any cinnamon or nutmeg, and it makes me really happy.
Gotta make a note of that, Amber, when Amy comes to visit. No cinnamon, no nutmeg.
I mean, I don't really like cinnamon or nutmeg, so no, Amy, we're fine, you and I. Yes, we'll have our ice cream hot chocolate. It'll be good.
All right.
Also, Amy, when you come visit me, I know. Well, Amber, it's not your turn anymore. Too bad. Well, next time when you come visit, we'll also go to Hatch Family Chocolates and get the frozen hot chocolate.
Ooh, yes.
It's the best.
Okay, yay. I'm so excited.
All right. What is your favorite holiday cookie or treat? Amber?
My favorite holiday cookie or treat would actually be almond roca that my grandma makes. It's the most amazing thing in the whole world, and I don't know how to make it for myself, and I keep trying to be like, okay, now you're gonna make it and you're gonna teach me how to make it, and then she just makes it and then I don't ever learn. So I mean, on the upside I get almond roca, on the downside she makes it without me and I don't know how.
Yeah,
but I'll learn.
Yum. Amy?
My favorite is, there's this cookie place by my house, and it's called, I think it's called Campatelli's or Campbelli's, and they make the most amazing chocolate chip cookies, and they decorate them really pretty for Christmas, and I just love them so much. So if you're in Orange County, California, hit up I can't ever say it.
Well, my favorite, well, do you won't like, my mom makes these eggnog cookies, and it's like this shortbread with this, it's basically, it's not really eggnog, but they called that, but it's just basically a nutmeg frosting, so it would kill Amy, but I think they're really yummy, and my mom made me, when I was on my mission, my mom made me like two batches and sent them, and so I have really like nostalgic feelings about it. Also, we always have fondue at Christmas because my mom's gluten intolerant now, and that's like a dessert that she can have. So we have a lot of fondue. It's delicious. All right. Next, favorite
fondue memories of it.
Yes, I have very fond memories. So next is favorite Christmas song or carol. So Amy, what about you?
White Christmas. I have it on vinyl, on record. I have the White Christmas soundtrack, and I love playing it. It's my favorite. I need to get it out actually and probably play it tonight. But
nice. Going with the vinyl. That's legit. All right. Very good. My favorite is my favorite spiritual one is What Child Is This? And then my favorite other one is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I love that one. Amber?
You know, it's tough. I like the poppy anthems. I think my favorite is a tie between NSYNC's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, which is a hashtag amazing, and also What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder.
Good one. Christmas movie. All right, we're back to me. So I am going to say my favorite Christmas movie is the 1951 version of Christmas Carol starring Alistair Sims, and it's really good. He gets the comedic parts right. He gets the angry parts right. All the ghosts are really good. They give some backstory to Scrooge, which really works. And it's really beautifully filmed, really beautifully acted. It's really good. So, Amber, what about you?
My favorite Christmas movie is a movie called Bachelor Mother. It's from the olden days, and it stars Ginger Rogers and David Niven. And it's incredible, and you should watch it. And at the very least, Hallmark should consider remaking it as a modern-day Hallmark movie, because it would be amazing.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one, so I'm definitely putting it on my list for sure this Christmas.
Amy, have you ever seen it?
Nope, never even heard of it.
Oh my goodness. You have to. It's amazing.
I need to do like a series on my channel where you guys make me watch stuff that you like.
That's done. Done. We're in. I'm already on board.
2019, new series for my channel.
But we won't make you watch Santa Jaws, promise. So Amy, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
White Christmas. I love musicals. I don't know. I broke the VHS tape when I was a kid because I watched it so much. So yeah.
Nice. That's classic. Can't go wrong. Okay. Then next question, favorite holiday tradition. That gets to Amber first.
Favorite holiday tradition. I assume watching all the Hallmark movies possible does not count. So I would probably have to say my favorite holiday tradition is on Thanksgiving and also Christmas, my family, because my sisters are all married, so they don't really like do Christmas and Thanksgiving with us per se. They do it with like their, you know, in-laws. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But late in the night when you don't want to eat any more Christmas food or whatever, but you still kind of want something, our family goes to a restaurant called D's. And we get like hot chocolate and cheese fries basically on Thanksgiving and Christmas later at the night. And it's just the best.
That's really cute. I like that. Amy, what about you?
This is kind of weird, but my favorite Christmas tradition is every year when we decorate the Christmas tree and my little brother and I fight over who gets to put the angel on the top of the tree. It's my favorite part.
Well, I mean, that's the cutest answer in the whole world.
Yeah.
Cheese fries doesn't compete with that at all.
Except he's taller than me now, so he can kind of just like reach above me and be like, haha, I did it, because we can't stop the tree.
Nice. I wish my family conflict was that charming, but it's not. But no, I'm just kidding. But my favorite holiday tradition is I have what I call my memory tree. And I started years ago just collecting whenever I would go on vacation. I didn't want a bunch of like Chotskys and stuff getting dust all around the house, but I would get a Christmas ornament because they were cheap and they, you know, symbolized. So I have this memory tree with ornaments that I've gotten from all different parts of my life. Some of them are symbolic of like when I graduated or my mission or whatever. And different things. And so my tree is like a little scrapbook, and I have these ornaments that are little picture frames. So I put in pictures from that year of my life, and it's just really fun. So that's my favorite.
Hey, does anyone remember next year when Hallmark made The Memory Tree? And that was a movie about Rachel? Next year. It's going to happen.
If I can get a cameo, that would be great. Even maybe I could be out one of the pictures on the tree. That would be exciting.
When y'all were little, did your mom get you guys ornaments that represented each year of your life?
No. We just had like a lot of like crafts ornaments and stuff like that. And then my mom would get these glass ornaments in Germany. Mm-hmm. And because we have a very like German themed Christmas. I don't know if it's the Wagner in our name or whatever, but we actually have every Christmas Eve, we have a German themed meal. Which is really random, but with sausages and sauerkraut and stuff like that, it's really delicious. And that's kind of how she did the tree. It was kind of arts and crafts sort of style, but it was really pretty. Hmm. Yeah. Did you remember?
So when I was little, we just had ornaments of like stuff that my mom had when she was a kid, and ornaments we basically gave our mom that we made in school.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, when my sister got married, my mom decided to give her all those. So my sister has all those. And I'm like, okay, my sister, I hope you really like the star that's made from my baby hand, and like the one that's like, Mom, I love you, the ornament to not you, whatever.
That was interesting. That's funny. Okay, so next question is, what's a memorable Christmas gift you've either given or received? Your sort of big Red Ryder BB gun moment, the kind of a thing. Amy, what about you?
Oh, goodness. I think I was 12, I think. And my mom got me an iPod Touch. And that was kind of like, that iPod Touch didn't have a camera on it yet, but that was kind of like the beginning of how I used to like record audio for my videos and stuff. So that was like a really like big deal. And I opened it and my mom was like, okay, you can have it, but you have to pay me for half of it. That was my Christmas present. But it was really awesome. I still have it, and I love that she did that for me so I could start making videos.
Sure for you. I'm 11. And we open up all of our presents, and we always do our Christmas stockings last. So we dump out our Christmas stockings, and there's a ticket to see NSYNC in concert on their, you know, the first concert that they had, like the concert series, the tour for their first album. And I was so excited. I started to cry, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And they got tickets for all of my sisters too, but really it was for me because I was the biggest NSYNC fan. So I start to cry with my little 11-year-old heart. And then my older sisters, except for the oldest one who's the best, they start like making fun of me and being like, oh my gosh, are you crying? What is wrong with you? You're such a pathetic loser. And so then I turn to tears of like sadness and anger, and my dad gets so mad at them for being mean to me. And then the best part about that is we normally film Christmas. So, but this year there's a cut in the video from us opening it and being a little bit excited, cut all of us just being sullen and like not happy because I was mad at my sisters and they were feeling guilty and in trouble. So it's one of my favorite ones to watch because it's just like such a stark contrast. But I will just say, the NSYNC concert was amazing, and my dad will tell you that the NSYNC boys put on the best show of any band he's ever seen.
Oh, very, very fun.
And, like, he's gone to legit things, like Led Zeppelin and, like, bands, Aerosmith.
Yeah. That sounds like when I bought my One Direction ticket.
Yeah. For me, I thought of, I was on my mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for two Christmases. And when you're on your mission, you can't be with your family because you're away and you can't really talk to them until Christmas Day. And so it's sort of hard and you miss your family. And my parents, the first Christmas, sent me a little Christmas tree in the mail. And it was 2 feet tall. It was pretty small, but it had a little block, kind of looked like a child's toy block, you know, as the bottom. And then it had all the decorations and the lights as all part of this thing, this box. And then at that time I had a companion who was from the Philippines. And so her family couldn't afford to send her anything for Christmas aside from some letters. And so my parents were so amazing, and they sent this box, and everything that they sent for me, they sent one for her. So there was like some stationery, some other stuff like that, some books.
So she got the full Harry Potter?
Yes. And it was so sweet and just a great memory. And I just thought, wow, they sent me a Christmas tree in the mail. That was so cool. So that was definitely one of my happiest Christmases for sure. So, all right. Next we have Scrooge versus the Grinch. So I think it's my turn. So I definitely go for Scrooge, even though I'm a huge animation fan, so I should probably go with the Grinch, but I really love them both, but I'm going to go with Scrooge. Amber?
Now, is this saying like, who do I choose between Grinch or Scrooge, or if, for a grumpy person who doesn't like Christmas, do I call them a Scrooge or a Grinch?
Oh, I was thinking, which property do you prefer, Scrooge or the Grinch? But that's an interesting take on the question. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, I'm just going to say this real quick. Rachel's not going to like that I don't love either thing.
Uh-huh.
But if I have to pick, I will choose Scrooge. But for a phrase, I would probably say Grinch.
Ah, very good. Amy, what about you?
Well, the Grinch is absolutely terrifying. So
that's right.
I am so scared of the Grinch. So I'll go with Scrooge, especially just because of the Mickey version.
Yeah. I mean, that's so perfect because they had a character named Scrooge already in their canon. It was perfect. Yeah, very good pick. Okay, next we have clear lights or colored. So Amber?
Clear lights all day.
All right. Amy?
My Christmas tree is one of those fancy ones from HSN, and you press buttons and it'll do whatever you want. So.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, aren't you the fanciest fancy in all the land?
I mean, my mom saved up for years to get that tree. She loves it. So, yeah.
Nice. Also go with clear lights, but I do have to admit, I love sort of the magic of colored lights in the dark. It looks so pretty, but I usually go for clear on my tree. Okay, next we have, are you a good gift wrapper or not? So, Amy, what would you say? Are you a good gift wrapper?
I say I'm fantastic, but my mom says it looks like the elves were drunk when they were wrapping it. So, I'm just saying, I think I'm fantastic. So, when I send Rachel and Amber their Christmas presents, they can decide.
Okay, we'll let you know. We agree. I am not the greatest wrapper in the world. I use the gift bag routine quite a bit. But if I really focus and try hard, then I can do it. But I'm not the greatest present wrapper. Amber?
I'd probably give myself like an A-, but also I have my mom, so why would I try? And just my mom will do it.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny. All right, last question. Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater? So all that I have is these shirts I got on wish.com that I've been wearing this season for Hallmarkies that look like ugly Christmas sweaters, but they're actually not, because the whole point was that they weren't going to be super hot for filming. They get that kind of look. That's the only thing I have. I actually don't have an ugly Christmas sweater. Amber?
Yeah, I have like a million ugly Christmas sweaters, but none of them are like, I don't think they're ugly. I just think they're festive. Mm-hmm. And I think the only ones that are truly ugly are the ones that are basically inappropriate, like where the deer are trying to make baby deer. I don't approve of those, and I don't own any of those.
Sure.
If I was...
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
To pick an ugly Christmas sweater property that I own, I would talk about the amazing one I made when we were having a work ugly sweater party, which was a full Christmas tree. And I mean a full Christmas tree. Like, I tucked it up inside so that the rest of the Christmas tree could fold out, and it was a Christmas tree to the floor, complete with presents.
Whoa.
And it didn't win.
Oh my God. You have such bad luck with these contests. I don't understand.
I feel like it's like people are like, oh, she's too good. She can't win. And yeah. I'm like, that's not the way competitions work. You're not going to be like, Michael Phelps is disqualified for too fast.
That's right. That's really funny. Amy, what about you? Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
It's too hot in California for Christmas sweaters, really. So most of mine are just like shirts that look like they're Christmas sweaters, but they're t-shirts. But last year I did break down and I bought a sweater, and it's never going to be cold enough in California for this. Like, I don't know. I'm never going to be able to wear it, but it's an actual Christmas sweater and it has a giant cat on it wearing a Santa hat, and it says Meowie Christmas.
That's cute. Sometimes it does get a little chilly at night. So if there was like an outdoor portion of the party, you might be able to wear it.
40 degrees, like, not cold enough for like a giant heavy sweater. Like, it hardly even rains.
Maybe you could wear it to like Disneyland.
Maybe. Yeah, if I want to sweat.
Oh my gosh,
a few times just for photo shoots, but then I take it off
like immediately off
pictures. Yeah,
that's so funny.
My Christmas YouTube pictures, I have that sweater on in most of the pictures, but like, I didn't wear it for more than 10-15 minutes. So
I totally have those things that I bought for a video. This is such a weird thing in modern life that I have these items of clothing that I bought. Like, I have an Angry Birds shirt that I bought specifically to review the Angry Birds movie. I'm like, why did I do that? I don't know why. But anyway, so there you go. That's YouTube life for you. So, all right, good. We answered all the questions. So this, hopefully you guys found this fun. Let us know what your answers are to the questions. I'll put the questions in the description section. If you have a podcast or YouTube channel and you want to answer these questions on your channel, go ahead and just tag us and let us know that you've done it. And that would be really fun. So maybe we can call this the Hallmarkies Christmas Tag. And so people can answer these questions, and it'd be really fun. Or just put your answers on Twitter or whatever. Let us know what your favorite things about Christmas are. So this is really fun. Thanks so much, ladies.
Awesome. I enjoyed it. And we got to some deep-seated issues about NSYNC going on. So now you guys know why I'm so obsessed with NSYNC.
Yeah, very clear. All right, great. So Amy, how can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Amy Craig, and on YouTube, youtube.com/weekendallstars. And I will be doing Vlogmas this year, so 25 days of videos. I'm getting ready. I'm preparing. I'm excited.
Great. And Amber, what about you?
As always, I'm at Amber Brainwaves on Twitter, and that's it.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews on iTunes and YouTube, so please check that out. You'll really enjoy it. So make sure you're following the podcast, Hallmarkies Pod, all over social media. And if you can give us a review on iTunes, we really appreciate it. Or thumbs up here on YouTube. We are very grateful. So thanks so much, and Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye.